My name is Ty French, and these are my rants.
Welcome to Ty Rants.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Ty Rants. My name is Ty French, and these are my rants, and today we are joined by the one, the only, the pregnant, JC Marie.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. If you guys are watching on YouTube, yes, we're back on YouTube today, and this set might look a little different. This is not the new Ty Rants set. Calm down. I know. It's a lot better than the one that you're used to seeing, but we are down.
Is it?
We're going to get to that. So we are in the What We Said studio, and I would just like to take a moment to address the absolute betrayal of the Valley Girls to my sisters in Zion, JC and Chelsea. The absolute slander and hatred that you guys are sending to these gorgeous, beautiful women who are pregnant about this set is unacceptable.
We're gonna address it in our next episode, I think, out on Tuesday, maybe. Basically, no, I shouldn't get into all of this. I should probably do that on my own podcast. But
doesn't want to give you the
I'm like, I don't need to give you the tea.
No, long story short, people are just hating on it.
Basically, this set, we were in a space that's like not cute. Like, we can't,
I can vouch for that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like a studio warehouse space where it's like, you just have to like cover every single thing that's in the room up because it's not cute and it needs to just be like lighting, whatever. So we ordered this curtain, and I will say that the curtain, I'm not obsessed with the color of it. Once it actually got here and we got the lighting on it, I was like, okay, it's kind of pulling a different color than we imagined. Mm-hmm. And I think that with the couch, whatever. But this all being said, this has never been, like, this is not the final product.
Right.
And I tried to make that clear because I am such a perfectionist and I'm always like, it has to be perfect before we launch anything. And this time I was like, you know what? It's a new year. Let's just like start video. Like we have a setup. We have the mics. We have the lighting. Like, let's just start recording and we can tell everyone, like, you know, we're going to shift things and make it good anyway. But people are just like, what is this set? Like, I hate it so much.
I would just like to put on the permanent record, I love it. I think
Thank
it
you.
Is so cute. I'm obsessed. I feel like it's so different than any other podcast studio I've seen. So I'm obsessed. All you beige moms out there, stop with the slander. But
yeah, we'll see. It will probably change a bit. But for now, this is what it is. And I feel like having video is better than having no video.
100%. So, I agree.
And I was saying to Chelsea also, if we were like recording in one of our houses, I don't think anyone would care. Like, they'd just be like, cute, you're recording video. But it's like the fact that we've said like, we're going to have a set or like we're going to, you know, do video that I think people expect like.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot.
Which this is a lot. I love it. I think it's great.
Okay.
Anyways,
thank you.
I just wanted to say
thank
I love
you,
the
King.
Set.
Let's address the fact we're literally twins. Our outfits are identical. We didn't plan it.
Literally identical. I'm shook. She asked me, she's like, what are you wearing? I'm like, oh, just like jeans and maybe a hoodie. And she's like, okay, I'm going to go casual as well. We showed up in the same outfit.
The exact same outfit.
So, you know, that's just how you know your besties. But anyways, enough about that. No one cares about me or the set. We all know why everyone is here today. We got to talk about the fact that you're pregnant.
I am officially with child, you guys.
Ugh,
so crazy.
And I'm sure you guys have all listened to her vlogs, the IVF journey, her podcast. But guess what? There's still information that we need to know and that we got to get out, this girl. And I think I already shared on my podcast that I found out at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But do you want to like share it from your experience?
I was like just waiting for a time to tell you in person because that was the hard part about like some people knew we were doing IVF, like you knew we were doing IVF, that we'd done a transfer and stuff. And I'm like, I just need to like see him in person because I don't want to just tell you over a text or like over a FaceTime. I just, you know, if I have the option, obviously some of my friends, if they don't live by me, like that's how they're going to find out. So I was just waiting for a time and I feel like there was maybe a plan. We had like something where I was going to see you and then it didn't end up happening. I don't remember, but so yeah, I was like, okay, well, if he's coming for Thanksgiving, that'll be like a perfect time.
Yeah.
Were you expecting it?
I wasn't necessarily expecting it. I knew that like if you were pregnant, like that's probably when I would find out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think just with the holidays, like everything in your mind just kind of gets cloudy anyway. So I had the thought previously because we had planned that I was going to be at your house for Thanksgiving like weeks before. Mm-hmm. So like, I think I thought about it then, but then by the time the day actually came, I wasn't thinking about it. I can't even remember, like, did you have it already? Did you have the ultrasound right when I walked in? Or I'd been in there for a few minutes.
I think I had a pregnancy test. Was it a pregnancy test or an ultrasound? I think it was the pregnancy test.
Yeah, maybe.
That said pregnant on it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I just like, you'd already been there for a few minutes.
Did Leif just come in and he was like, wait, can you hold this? Or what did he, how did I get it in my hand?
I need to post it. I think by the time this comes out, I'll put, I've been trying to like post all my videos. Yeah. Like,
hopefully I look cute in it.
I honestly need to do like a compilation is what I was saying. Cause I have so many videos of telling people that I'm like, I can't just be posting these literally every day. It would be for the next month.
Yeah.
So, but no, I think I just came in and I was just like holding the pregnancy test. I was like, wait, Tyson, look at this. And you were just like, oh my gosh, freaked out.
It's crazy because like I was shocked because
we never thought it would happen.
Yeah,
Let's be real.
Thought it would happen. But also like I knew that you had did the transfer. So like I knew that like it was a possibility. So I wasn't like absolutely
completely
like, just like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that this was even, you know,
a possibility.
I don't know. Obviously, I was so excited and it was so fun. And yeah, I love that you waited to tell me in person. I feel like if any of you guys have friends going through infertility, do not ask if the transfer worked.
Yeah.
Like that is not a question that needs to be brought up. A, because if it didn't work, you don't want to like trigger you. Like I never wanted to like trigger you. And like I was obviously thinking about it all the time. And like, I was so curious. But infertility, like it takes away so many parts of pregnancy and like so much excitement of pregnancy and so much like surprise that I feel like that's one part that like I still wanted you to have to like be able to like tell me and like surprise me and you know like
for sure.
I didn't want it to just be like, well, so did the transfer work? And you'd be like, yeah, it worked.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like, oh, there was the moment that I could have. I feel like that's actually very like thoughtful of you because it is true. It's like you know, I always imagined, like, just years ago, I'd imagine, oh, I'll get pregnant and then I'll be able to, like, surprise Leif and be like, I guess I'm pregnant. And, you know, I mean, I feel like the way we found out was just as special, like, with us together, whatever.
Right.
But I'm just saying it does, like, take away the element of surprise because it's like we literally put the embryo in my uterus.
Right,
we know it's happening. So, yeah, it's, like, fun to have somewhat of a, like, be able to still surprise your friends in some way.
Yeah. Did you have any friends or people that you were, like, nervous to tell or that, like, is also struggling with infertility that you felt like, now it worked for me and I'm, like, nervous to tell you?
No, actually.
Oh, that's good.
I'm have the worst of the situation. No, I feel like none of my friends, I've had a few friends who it's taken them, like, a year to get pregnant or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, no one that's currently struggling with it. And I feel like I'm the last, except for a few people, to like be pregnant in my direct friend group.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel like there was anyone that I was like nervous to tell. Honestly, this sounds like silly, but even some people who have just supported me the entire time that I've been on the infertility road, like who have also been struggling with it, just random. I'm talking people I don't know personally.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is let's rewind. Like 2 summers ago when I did some infertility treatments, this girl had messaged me and was like, she like got a recommendation from me, like was asking, oh, what doctor are you going to? Like, I also live in LA, whatever it was. And so I gave her the recommendation and we did like IUIs at like the exact same time. Mm. And then like hers worked and mine didn't.
Ugh.
And so, and she was like it was like 2 or 3 months later, she's like posting her pregnancy announcement. And I was like,
bye.
Awesome. And so obviously like so happy for her, but it was just like,
right.
Oh my gosh, like literally we were on the same trajectory and like it just like didn't work for me.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I kind of felt a little just like when I did announce I was pregnant, I'm like, dang, there's going to be girls who are like have been on this road with me who are going to be like, oh, like so happy for me, but kind of like, oh, that was something I like bonded with you over.
Like now you're moving on to the next step and I'm getting left behind.
So that kind of like made me sad to think about because I'm like, I still want to like ride for those girls and like be with them and be like, I totally understand you, but it's like now I feel like that I got what I wanted. It's like I don't want to just leave them in the dust and be like, cool, now I'm happy. And it's like
Oh. What do you think now that you've experienced it for both sides? And like we've had conversations about this like over the years about having friends in different stages of life is
so hard.
It can be so triggering. I feel like for me, it's not to make it about me, but like for me, it's like even watching like you be married and all like Tess be married. All my friends are married.
Yeah.
And so it was already hard enough to like go through that transition for like friends to be married and like you're single and like I drink, like a lot of my friends don't. And like just already
differences of lifestyles.
Yeah. And then now you've experienced that with like not being able to get pregnant, all of your friends having kids and whatever. Like, what do you think is the best advice on both sides?
Ugh. I don't know. I just think like honesty. I feel like I touched on this a little in my pregnancy episode that we did on the podcast when I announced I was pregnant. Like, I feel like all of my friends were just like held a lot of space for me where it was like they allowed me to be like, this sucks and whatever. And I feel like, I don't know, I would always want to bring that same energy to like you or any of my friends who are single to like really validate you and be like, even though I'm not in the same situation, like I completely understand how that sucks. Like,
totally.
Or how sometimes you'd feel lonely or whatever. It's like just having friends who can like, or mature and who can validate you in your feelings still without right. like pretending it doesn't exist almost. You know what
right,
I mean? Like
right.
we're just all, it's like, no, we are in different life stages. We can acknowledge that and we can like hold space for each other and be there for each other and talk about it. Like it's right. not the elephant in the room.
Right. I feel like there is a looming awkwardness and like sadness when you are in a different stage of your friend, but it doesn't have to be like that. Like, mm-hmm. I can tell you about my feral rat story times and me going out with the gay boys and going to the gay bars or whatever. And as long as I feel like you care and yeah. you are like listening to me and engaged in a conversation about things that you have no experience in or it just has nothing to do with your life, that's great. And same for vice versa. Like if I'm engaged in like conversations about like you and Leif and IVF and whatever, and like I genuinely care, then I feel like it doesn't always have to be like this like sad thing. It could be like, I'm so excited that like you're going through that and now I get to kind of experience it through you.
Totally.
And you get to experience this through me. So I don't know.
I agree with that 100%. And I was actually thinking about this recently. Like, I mean, I could go on so many different tangents right yeah. now, but like, I feel like I was seeing this TikTok video talking about how sometimes when you're single, you don't get celebrated very often. Mm-hmm. Like, because a lot of people, it's like when they get engaged, like engagement party, let's celebrate you. Like, they get married, wedding,
right.
they have a baby shower, the baby's born, let's come visit. It's right. all like, oh, you're just constantly being celebrated yeah. for like these milestones. And sometimes if you're single and you don't have those certain things that like traditionally are celebrated, then it can feel like no one's ever celebrating totally. Anything that you're doing, like even though it still is great. And I definitely even felt like that to a degree. Excuse my indigestion, by the way.
It's okay. I've got it to it. I'm not even pregnant.
Constantly
so.
Like just like burping. Like so anyway. I was thinking about this even just like growing up Mormon and like in a traditional sense, I feel like having kids is like the most important part. Like getting married and having kids to my more like traditional Mormon family members, like extended family. That's like not the only thing they care about, but it's like that's right. very important to them.
Yeah.
And I would sometimes even feel like not that everyone needs to be like celebrating me 24/7, but I would even feel like, you know, no one cares that like I went on tour for my podcast or like right. anything. It's just like, oh, what, are you going to have a baby soon? And it's right. like, I still have other things that
totally
I
that
do,
are that huge are, accomplishments yeah, in life. Yeah.
That like I feel like are accomplishments that I feel like are important, but, and that's like a completely different segue and like topic, I guess. But yeah, I just feel like it's important to, like you said, care about your friends, whatever they're doing. Like, if you love someone, you should care about where they're at and like support them and yeah, where they're at.
Totally. I feel like people say your life doesn't start until you have kids. And like, that's a whole thing. But it's like, that is traditionally in, you know, when you get married young, you're having kids when you're 19, 20, 22. If I'm not having kids, so I'm 30, I have a lot of life that I've lived in between 18 years old and 30 years old. And a lot of things that, yeah, like I want to be celebrated. I want to be talking about, I don't know, like your friends aren't responsible for your life achievements or your milestones. And so literally all you can do is just be there for them. Mm-hmm. And like be there when they need a shoulder to cry on, be there when they need to laugh.
Ask them how they are, ask them what's new,
yeah.
care about what they're doing. Totally. Yeah, all of it.
What would you say is like your number one way to be supportive to someone who's going through infertility? Not even like something that someone could say or whatever, just like
theme or feeling or yeah. something. I just feel like support and like unconditional love and I don't know. There's all sorts of, I also talked about that on the pregnancy episode. It's like, there's all sorts of things that people are like, oh, never say this, like whatever. And I just feel more like, just don't give really advice
right.
and just like be there for them. I yeah. feel like, I guess contradicting myself, it's like something not to do maybe is to just be like, well, have you tried this? Like, why haven't you done? It's like, yeah. yes, I've literally tried everything. Like I've been thinking about everything. I promise you, like people would always be like, well, why don't you just do this? Like even yeah. on social media. And I'm like, you think I have not thought of that? It's
totally.
Like, obviously I know the different avenues that we can go to have a right. family and I will exhaust every single one of them right. because we want kids someday. Right, so it's right. like, there's no really need for being like, you should do this, you should try this. Like, I don't know. I just feel like literally just be like, I'm sorry you're going through that and you're awesome and yeah. I support you.
What was your most annoying comment that someone said to you about either like your pregnancy announcement, your infertility, like anything?
There were honestly no annoying comments when I announced my pregnancy. I feel like everyone was so supportive. Like, it genuinely blew my mind. I think just the most annoying comment you can get as someone who creates content online and has shared that you have infertility, which I feel like is kind of a niche,
yeah,
you know, bubble. Experience and yeah. bubble, is just the constant, like, I feel like you're pregnant, or like, I know you're pregnant. Like, I just have a feeling you're going to be pregnant in the next month. Like, stuff like that, where I'm just like, I'm literally not. Like, when yeah. I wasn't, you know?
Yeah. The fact that it's 2024 and we still, even like with celebrities, like, they'll have like a little bit of a bump in like a super tight dress and they're like, oh my gosh, Hailey Bieber's pregnant. It's like, can women just That's, be bloated?
No, I know. And that, when I was going through IVF, I wasn't talking about it yet on YouTube. Like, I would have moments where I'm like, oh, I kind of look like maybe I look yeah. bloated or something. I don't know. And then I would literally get a comment that's like, I just feel like you're pregnant. I'm like, ugh. Why? Because I like.
Yeah, please don't assume.
I'm just like, stop. And I'm literally not. So it's yeah. just like, those are definitely, I just feel like that in general is, that's an out for 2024. Yeah. Is like assuming yeah, yeah. someone's pregnant, asking them, you just don't know.
Totally.
And it's just stop. I don't.
Well, I'm not done with that. We need to talk about the looming, what's the word I'm looking for?
Elephant in the room.
Elephant in the room. Thank you for that. The fact that you're literally a celebrity. You're literally a celebrity now. Like, it's crazy. They talked about you on the toast, getting pregnant. All your videos have like 2 million views. Yeah. Guys, Instagram engagement, we all know, is down in the tanks these days. This bitch got 200,000 likes on her baby announcement.
I will say, like, that shocked me to my core.
Crazy.
I will say that I was absolutely like blown away by just the amount of love and support yeah. and just like the TikTok videos I would see on my For You page. I was like,
literally, they had a stronger reaction than I did. I'm like, please.
I think it really shocked me. Like, yeah. I'm not just saying that. Yeah. I feel like I'm not trying to, like, I don't know, be humble or be like, oh, whoa, people yeah. care. Like, I genuinely was like,
yeah,
wow, you guys really care that much? I'm so honored and, like, humbled by yeah. it. It's so sweet.
I had a small part to play because I took the photos.
You had a big part to play.
I had a big part to play. I took the photos.
The photos were so good.
They turned out so good. They're so everything. Pretty. What was your process in, like, how you decided you were going to announce?
Like, posting the IVF stuff and stuff, too?
Yeah, just, like, was there, like, a certain vibe that you wanted to, like, portray in your photos? What was your, like, mindset when you decided, like, okay, like, now I think it's time for me to announce? Because I feel like you announced not super early, but, like, not super late, you know? Like, I know a lot of people who wait till, I mean, Kylie didn't announce until she had the baby, like, had you know? Baby.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I wanted to announce and put it into the, like, into the world was just because I felt like it was getting so hard for me to create content, like, authentically, like, totally. Just being on the podcast multiple times a week sometimes and yeah. being on my YouTube channel and just being like, this is such a huge part of my life. And I'm like, but just by default, like, by my own choice, I'm just like choosing not to talk about it. And so yeah. I kind of got to a point where I was like, I feel like I could post soon or whatever, but I wanted to share my IVF journey. And I really waited, like, not too long, but like, I kept putting off sharing my IVF journey because I wasn't sure if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, this is so personal. Like, do I want to? And then I kind of just like had this switch one day where I was just like, I feel like I want to. So then I started like rolling out the videos and I was like, I can just at the end of the, like when it gets to the part where I got pregnant, I can right, announce. Right. So I kind of tried to plan it yeah, like
when you were
somewhat when I was like, oh, I'll probably be comfortable announcing like at yeah. that point. So that was that. But it's, you know, what's funny is like, I think I had texted you or we were talking about taking photos.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just don't want it to be like
basic.
Like, yeah. I just don't want it to be like the typical, which this is just like so funny because it's like, I feel like the photo that I posted was like what I said I did not want to do. Yeah. But it felt right in the moment because I was like, I just want these to be more like artsy. Like, I want us to be creative together. I wanted to wait until I had like a little bit of a bump so that I didn't have. That's literally my point was to like, I was like, I don't want to have to like hold up an ultrasound photo. Yeah. I'd like it just to be like artsy and be like, oh, I can have a belly.
When you picked that one to post first, I was like, LOL. You literally said that's what you didn't want. That was like the last photo that we took. We were like, come on, we just have to take a cheese ball one with
yes,
the ultrasound.
That was not a plan at all. But I think the reason I posted it first and I was just like, I don't know, is like, it felt like very happy. Like yeah. the photo was like, Leif and I were both like smiling and yeah. it was like holding it up. And I'm like, this is literally what I said I didn't want to do is like be on the beach with an ultrasound. Yeah. But it just is like hitting for me. Like, it feels like it's like a happy. And then I wanted to like scroll through and have more yeah. of the artsy ones.
I feel like when big life events happen, like birthday, wedding, pregnancy, whatever, like you just fall into the basicness. Like, you gotta have the typical, like, photo with your birthday cake, like, with the candle in your mouth.
Totally.
Like, it's like, you just want to be cheeseball. On your wedding day, you're so happy. It's like, give her a dip. Give her a spin. Oh, come on. You're totally. Cinderella. Let's go.
Totally. I know. So that was kind of funny. Like, I was going to even ask, like, which one? And I'm just like, I just feel like this. Yeah. I have to just post this one first because it's, like, happy and
it was so
cute.
Obvious.
And it's so obvious. That
like,
was the
other
thing.
You don't want people to be like, is that a bump or not?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I was like, it's obvious that it's a pregnancy announcement. I was like, that's cute. So I posted that one, which, yeah, it's just so funny because it's like, that would be, I would not have pictured that being the one I posted. But then we did a few different, like, looks. So I scrolled through and posted.
Were you ever scared that it would, like, get leaked or anything? That, like, someone would spill or that someone would see you out in public, like, that listens to the podcast or that follows you and would see a little bump and, like, would start something online?
I was, like, pretty tight-lipped about it, I feel like. Yeah. I really did not tell that many people that I was pregnant. Like, I had some people who I feel like are not, like, so close to me, but, like, they were like, oh my gosh, what the heck? Like,
right.
When I announced, I tried to tell all of my, like, close people and, like, even people who have been kind of following along with the journey or whatever, I tried to tell them, like, before I announced, but I feel like I was pretty tight-lipped about it. And I literally did not go in public because I was so sick.
Yeah.
So that wasn't really an issue, honestly. True. And I feel like because it's winter, I'm just, like, always in, like, sweatshirts and stuff. I was like, no one's going to know that I have a bump.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But the only time I was like, oh, this is, like, obvious was it was 2 days before I announced I went to Pilates. And I was, like, in a thing. And I was like, this is obvious. Like, yeah. I didn't take my sweatshirt off the entire time.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like that. And when we were shooting the photos on the beach, I feel like there were some people around where we were like, you look like you might be a valley girl.
This girl, well, we took the photos. We were walking. And then these girls were like, hi. Like, and I was like, oh, they're going to be like, I listened to podcast and they just watched me take photos of my bump for 2 hours with an ultrasound in my hand. But they were like, they didn't say that. They were just like, we just want to say your photo looked so beautiful.
Oh,
like,
cute.
It looked really pretty. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. That was it. And I was like, oh, cool. I don't know. Maybe some people knew. And I feel like some people just assumed, like, because I had a lot of people being like, wait, I'm so confused on the timeline. Like, why are you announcing now? And I'm like, you guys know, like, normal people don't announce their pregnancy the day they find out they're pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part. And you can do literally whatever you want. Like, there's a whole argument against, like, you shouldn't have to wait until you're, like, out of your first trimester and, like, in the clear to announce because it's, like, I want support no matter what, which I completely agree with. But I think for me, I really did want to wait until I had, like, a lot of confirmation that this was, like, going well.
I also feel like that argument stands true to, like, people around you in your close life. Like, sure, tell your mom what you're pregnant when you first find out when you're 6 weeks, because then even if you have a miscarriage or something goes wrong, like, then you're going to have support either way. But, like, you don't need to announce it to the world.
Not to hundreds of thousands of people.
Support from you. I could tell you maybe after it's done if I want that support.
Yeah, people are like, I'm so confused, like, because, like, how are, like, you're already showing, like, and I'm like, I feel like that's
also
common.
Mind your business. You don't need to do the math on exactly what happened when. Like, just be happy for me. The baby will come when it wants to come.
Yeah.
And I will let you know. Is there anything about pregnancy that is different than you expected it to be?
Just the sickness. Like, I hate to just keep saying that, but, like, I just was so, I just feel like when you haven't gone through something, it's like, you just don't know about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've had some friends who are really sick during pregnancy. I've had some friends who are like, oh yeah, like, I was a little nauseous. And like, I just always was like, oh, because it's been so hard to get pregnant, like, I feel like I'll just have an easy.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, compared to IVF's already been hard. Like, I have to do shots every day. I'm like, I feel like pregnancy will just feel like better. Cause it's like, oh, finally. And I was just like, literally shook by how much I was like throwing up and just so sick. I was like, oh wow, like, I actually, it's like,
I was
so
shook about how much it took you out, because you're just so not the type of person that chills and like watches TV on the couch
never,
when you're sick, whatever.
Never.
You just like persevere, but I'm glad that
that's
you
how you know it's bad though. Like, Leif was like, oh, I've never seen you like this. Like, I would literally take a sip of water, go throw it up.
No.
Like, it was like, it got to the point where it was just like, I can't keep food down. Like, I did get some medication from my doctor that helped so much, but I was like shocked by just how sick I was. I was like, this is crazy. And I still feel like, even today on our way here, I like was like searching for a bag in our car because I was like, oh, I might throw up. Like, and it's been, and I'm like kind of further along now where I'm like, why am I still sick? So that has shocked me.
Do you have any like weird cravings, or are people making that up?
No, they're not making it up, I wouldn't say. Like, I had posted the other day on my story, I was like, oh, I'm like loving salads and like cold lemonade right now.
Who? No,
okay.
Mama.
No,
I
listen
will
to
be
this.
Eating literally pickles and Flaming Hot Cheetos if I was pregnant.
That was me in the first, like, in the first trimester, I literally was like, would eat fast food, bread, bagels, like nothing that had like a lot of flavor. I ate pickles sometimes, citrus. Like there was some different stuff that I liked, but it was more that I would like see something and be like, oh, that looks good. It was never like, oh, I want pickles every day.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? It was just like, if I saw something that looked appetizing, like a vanilla milkshake, I'd be like that. I need that vanilla milkshake because like nothing else sounds good.
Yeah.
But I'm to the point now where I'm like actually craving fresh food because I have not been eating.
Interesting.
Like I haven't had a vegetable in months. So now I'm like wanting it.
Tried 28 years. I never had a vegetable. I eat no greens, no beans, no yams, potatoes, nothing. Anyways, is Chelsea's pregnancy this round like different for you because now like you're pregnant at the same time? Like even just like with like work and like the podcast and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, for sure it feels different. I just feel like we can relate on a different level now. Yeah. Like obviously before, it's like you, like I was saying, before when she was like so sick and down and out, it's like I could not relate to that. So I'd feel bad. I'm like, dang, that sucks. But like now that I've experienced it, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about now. Right. And we can like relate on a different level now where – yeah, she's just very, also has been like all, she's like, I'll drive us. Like, she knows how it feels to be like so sick. Yeah. So I feel like she has just
picking
totally,
up some slack.
Yeah, or just like very gentle with me and like,
yeah,
we can, you know, do it at a time that works. Like, what time are you like not nauseous? Like, very accommodating because she has gone through it. You know what I mean?
Are you guys gonna have to do maternity leave at the same time?
Not at the same time, but kind of back to back. We'll probably have to batch a little bit because it's like a few months apart. I know, we're trying to figure that out right now, actually.
Obviously, we're not gonna say the baby name, but are there any names that you like that you consider that you now know like you're definitely not using?
It's always been so much easier for me to come up with girl names than boy names.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could like look at my list.
I feel like it's easier to get creative with girl names.
I do have one boy name and like one girl name that I really like. Mm. That I feel like I'm leaning towards.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, one that I will not use, like, for a girl is Dot. But I've always thought it's really cute.
I like.
I think that it's a really cute name, but I feel like, I don't know why, I just feel like I won't use it.
I think it Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, exactly. Dot, I think, is cute. Kit, I think, is cute, like K-I-T.
So cute.
You love this name, too, but for a girl, Leo, I think is really
so
cute.
Here's the thing. Here's the issue I have with Leo.
Okay.
That was my grandpa's name, or my great-grandpa's name. Then my brother named his dog Leo.
I also had a dog named Leo.
So can we not give the family names to the dogs? Because there's only so many cute family names. I got my other great-grandpa's name, Randall. That's not cute. And I'm not, I don't care if it's been passed down between six generations. It's ending with me. My cute little chicken nugget is not getting the middle name, Randall. And so I was like, you know what, maybe I'll go with the other side. Leo. The dog? The dog.
That's actually
rude.
That's actually rude because Leo's a really cute name, like for
so
a human.
So sad. And then he started a towing company, my brother. It's called French's Towing. I said, keep the family names out of the business. I don't want to be attached to a towing company. Not that I have anything against towing companies. I've used them a lot, but I'm like, come on.
My boy names, like I'm telling you, there's like two that I like one specifically that I cannot share.
Okay.
Like, and the second, it's like, maybe, I don't know. So I really can't share the boy names.
Okay.
Because I literally don't think there's like any that I mean, like I'm like reading through these and I'm like, I don't even like those anymore. You know, do you have a baby names list?
Yeah. Frenchie will be the name of my firstborn child.
But you know what?
Only child.
Okay, never mind. I won't say it.
What?
No, nothing. It's just weird how like sometimes you change your mind when you actually are having a kid. That's how I feel. Like,
for sure.
I've had a few names, boy and girl, that I've thought, like, that's the name.
Yeah.
And, okay, I actually had two top names for a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Like, this entire time I've, like, been married to Leif, everything.
Yeah.
Once I got pregnant.
Immediately no.
Immediately no.
That's crazy.
Which was, like, the weirdest thing to me. Like, one of them is, like, very meaningful. Like, I've always just been like, that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not it anymore.
Interesting.
I don't know how to explain it. I don't, but
I
don't
know. That's how I felt about Frenchie. Like, literally, you know, I've wanted that since literally the eighth grade.
But that is really so iconic. And maybe it'll be different because I don't know how to explain it. But once I got pregnant, I'm like, that's not their name. Like, I felt like it didn't fit, which is so bizarre. I've heard people say that. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So stay tuned.
It's crazy how many people have the baby, have the name, and then change it. Like Kylie, we know someone who did that in Utah. Like, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Okay, so before we go on, Tyrants, you guys know I'm on my fitness grind, okay? And I need to let you in on my newest obsession. You guys might have seen this brand on TikTok, but today's episode is sponsored by Clean Simple Eats. They have the most delicious protein powder that I've ever tried. Usually I find that protein powder has like a chalky aftertaste, but Clean Simple Eats is so creamy, so smooth, so delicious. And you guys, their German chocolate cake flavor, when I tell you, it literally tastes like a German chocolate cake. Hallelujah. Just because I'm in my fitness era does not mean that I want to give up my nighttime little treat, okay? They have 26 delicious all-natural flavors. You literally cannot go wrong with any of them. It's so easy. You can put it in a shaker bottle, add with water. That's what I do. But you can put it in a blender, add fruit, almond milk, milk, whatever you want. One of the things I love about Clean Simple Eats is their high ingredient standards. Their protein powder is always grass-fed, no artificial ingredients, third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten-free. Visit cleansimpleeats.com and use code TYRANTS at checkout for 10% off your order. That is cleansimpleeats.com. Use code TYRANTS for 10% off your order.
So you're also renovating a house. How's that going? Have they officially started yet?
Legitimately started yesterday. Finally.
Hell yeah.
Finally.
Did you go over there and like see?
Yeah, we just went over to be like, do this, don't do this, whatever, just to like chat through some things. Yeah. So yeah, it's finally going, which is amazing.
Did he give you like a timeline at all, like other than your initial?
No, actually, we didn't really talk about it. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be done for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm not like, people in my life are like, it might, I'm like, no.
I was trying to remain positive and be like, come on, it might be finished by the time the baby's coming. I'm just like, absolutely not.
You know what my parents were saying to me? So when I told them I was pregnant, I was like pretty early. Like I didn't want to tell anyone yet, but they were
that
in town.
That video?
So sweet.
So sweet.
I know.
Andy and Jillian. Love them.
I know. It really is just the cutest, sweetest reaction. But
he was so scared. He's like, what? What?
Oh my gosh. What? Freaking out. Where was I going? Oh, I was like early. I didn't even want to tell anyone, but I was like, they're in town together. Yeah. And I was like, I should just, whatever. So where am I going with this though? Why was
about
I
the house
that?
Renovation and the timing. And like, if it was going to be finished before the baby.
Yikes. I don't remember where I was going with that. I really don't. Like I
pregnancy
told them
brain.
Early. No, literally. I'm like, what was the point? Okay. Me just wants to bring it up again. I'm like, anyway, I'm pregnant.
Anyway, I'm still having a baby.
No. Okay. Well, back to the renovations. Yeah. People have been like in my life will be like, maybe it'll be done and like,
yeah,
whatever. And I'm just like,
yeah. And don't feed me
I know
hope.
Better. Yeah. Like yeah. This kind of stuff takes so long. Totally. Even to get the permits, it was like months. So I'm like, I'm not planning on it.
Well, I'm so excited to see it.
Yeah.
Honestly, back to the baby. So many people were like, are you going to be the uncle? Like, what is the baby going to be to you? Like, what is it going to call you? I'm like, I'm going to be the gunkle. Don't you worry. And I'm also going to be the manager. And
100%.
I'll let the baby call me whatever the baby wants to call me. But Coco, Tessa's kid, calls me Uncle Ty Ty. Well, not
that's
Uncle,
cute.
Just Ty Ty. But I'm like, that's so cute.
That's so cute. And I feel like that's easy Ty-Ty. For kids. Like,
yeah, double syllable.
Yeah, double.
Quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait. Okay. A little pop culture news. I don't know if you care about this at all, but a lot of people like sent in on my Instagram story for me to ask you, what's going on with the Ace family? What's this drama? Do you know anything? Do you care? Should we
I don't know much. Like, I do know that they're getting divorced.
Because, like, I know you're a YouTube girl. You're in the scene. I don't really know anything about them.
I honestly don't know a ton about the Ace family to speak on it in depth. But I do know that they've been, like, a family vlog channel, whatever, for, like, 10 years or something. Like, a really long time. They're super rich now because they have that YouTube money.
Yeah.
But it's been rumored for years that he, like, cheats on her all the time. It's just always like,
awesome.
It's almost like a well-known fact. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, he cheats on her. So they decided to get divorced. And I think it's like shocking, but not shocking. It's like, okay, we could have seen this coming based on all the rumors that we've heard. But also I was looking at the contrast between, I did look at their posts. He like of them announcing their split.
Right.
And they were like separate posts, and on his it was all like, oh, finally she got away from you. And then on hers it was like, we're so excited to watch you thrive. Like, everyone's definitely
on her side.
Majority just like, we can't wait to watch you like blossom. And to him everyone's like, bye, like you are just a cheater.
What's your thoughts on 10-year-old girls going to Sephora these days?
I don't know about this.
You've never heard about this?
I've been seeing about it on TikTok, but I've kind of just like haven't gotten in the weeds, and I've like keep scrolling. Like, I don't know what's happening with it. What are they talking about?
Basically, from my takeaway from it, I'm not like deep into it, but just like the stark contrast of like us as 10-year-olds and then like 10-year-olds now like literally have like a
like,
full skincare
blown, like,
routine,
makeup routine,
and they go in and they're like looking for the new like lip oil or this, whatever. And it's like, who is funding this? Who is teaching you this? You don't need to be wearing a Kylie Jenner lip oil, mama. You're 10.
No, that's a lot. I mean, I have mixed feelings about that, I feel like. Because on one hand, it's like why can't they, like, experiment with, like, makeup and skincare, become interested in it, maybe, like...
It's the expense. That's to me. Go to Claire's, mama.
Yeah, true. But I also, that does just make me kind of sad because I feel like they're already putting emphasis on, like...
Totally.
...their looks at such a young age, whereas I feel like we had maybe more of like an innocent childhood where it's just totally. Like that was not like TikTok, none of that was a thing really. Yeah, so it's just, well, not at all. So
when I was 10, I was going to the Apple store and having a full-blown photo shoot with the Mac laptop photo booth and making albums on Facebook.
And making music videos.
Literally.
I feel like, you know what? It's hard because I feel like whatever generation like is before you thinks that their generation is just like the way to do it.
100%.
So it's like you kind of don't want to get stuck in being like, that's not okay. Because it's like, okay, maybe there are good things that could come from it.
Yeah, like grow up, grandpa.
Yeah, yeah. Because our grandparents or like our parents are like, oh, these kids on their phones all the time.
Totally.
And for me, I'm like, well, my phone like has given me literally the most amazing life. Totally. Also. Yeah. So it's like, I can see both sides of that. But I do think, yeah, the full-blown skincare and makeup routine, first of all, it's a lot of money. That's really expensive. You can get three things that's for $150.
Also, I guess maybe it stems from just pure jealousy because we didn't start skincare that young. So you guys are already going to look, you already look a lot hotter than us.
Yeah.
Now your skin's going to be looking like a baby's ass for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
I started a little too late. I was in a tanny bed. So I got wrinkles on the forehead.
Yeah, that's a fact.
What are your thoughts on the Stanley Cup obsession?
The Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
That's another, I was just going to say, the Sephora thing and the Stanley Cup, I've been, like, both things I keep seeing, but I just keep scrolling. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
People are lining up out of Targets for hours
trying to get them.
Like, the Target employees will literally tell everyone in line, we only have 25 cups. So the first 25 people in line, like, great, the rest of you guys can leave. And the people still wait.
Why don't they just buy them online? Is it because they're out of stock or something?
No, I think it's like a special collaboration. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Like, you have to go into like a certain Target, Starbucks or something. But I'm like, mom, it's a cup.
I'll tell you who started that is the Mormons. The Mormon moms in Utah. Please. They are who literally started the Stanley obsession 100%.
But I'm like, just get another pink Stanley.
Yeah.
Why do you need the Stanley with a certain logo on it? Or a certain kind. They're all the same cup.
I like Stanley cups, but I don't understand the, like, deep obsession. Like, I have I think the brand is Brewmate, and I like it probably more.
Is there anything in the world that you would wait in a 2-hour line for to purchase? I can't think of one thing. What would I wait outside at 6 a.m. for 2 hours to purchase?
No, there's not a lot of things. And it's because we have instant gratification these days online. It's like, why would I ever go in person to anything?
Totally.
Like, to buy anything. True. It's like, I will literally purchase online.
I also just think there's so many different options. It's like, okay, if I can't get that one, like, I'll just get another version of it.
Yeah, for sure. Dupes.
Now, if it was for free, maybe I'd wait.
2 hours for a cup. Yeah, right.
No, but if it was like, you know, first people here get like a Balenciaga bag, I'd be like, okay, maybe I'll wait. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I don't know.
I got to think on what I would wait for 2 hours for, because there's not a lot of things that I would wait 2 hours.
Wait, did you see Saltburn?
No.
What?
No, I didn't. Isn't it long?
No.
You know I can't do a long movie.
It's like a normal movie, you know, 2.5 hours.
You know what I did watch?
Yeah.
Priscilla.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
And I'm understanding the Jacob Elordi hype now. I was like, not that I didn't I just like don't, I haven't really seen any movies with him in it. Yeah. I was like, okay. And like after watching Priscilla, I'm like,
okay, see, so that's okay, that was my thoughts after Saltburn, because I didn't watch Euphoria either, so like I've never really seen anything with him in it. But after Saltburn, I get it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I felt similarly.
You need
like,
to
okay.
watch it. I feel like you'd like it.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's honestly not as crazy as people.
I don't like movies where I feel weird after, and I feel like I'm gonna feel weird. I even kind of felt weird after Priscilla a little. Like I was like,
I don't think you'd feel weird because it's like so weird. That it's like so disconnected from
reality
almost.
Okay.
I didn't really feel weird. I just kind of was like, wait, what?
Have you seen the movie like on Netflix? I think it's called Society of the Snow. Have you seen anything about that?
Is that the one about the plane crash?
Yeah.
I just talked all about it.
Did you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it. But did you see the trailer?
Yeah. And I'm terrified. I don't think I can watch it.
I don't think I can watch it.
I want to. Like I've heard it's actually really amazing.
And I'm probably going to, but I think I might need to watch it with people.
Yeah. You can't. You cannot watch that alone.
Did you see the trailer of the slow-mo scene of like when the plane crash actually happens? Or maybe it wasn't even the trailer. Maybe someone just posted that clip on TikTok.
I don't think I saw that.
Someone posted. I talked about this on Wednesday's episode. Someone posted the clip of when the crash actually happens. And it's like in such slow-mo. Like the whole, like everything's like normal speed, whatever, blah, blah. And then like the second the plane actually hits the ground, it's like slow-mo. Mm. When I tell you, it shows everything. And it's an ASMR. So, like, legs are, like, bending backwards, snapping. Like, you see people, like, it was so intense.
No, I don't know if I can watch that.
That I was, like, so intrigued, but I don't know. But because, like I said, I just talked about this all on Wednesday's episode. But the Alaska Airlines flight where the door just popped off?
Can't believe.
What's happening?
Can't comprehend.
So, between that and this,
I'm like, I gotta own a lot of flights this year. I can't be watching this shit. I can't be scared.
Yeah. No, that freaks me out. And didn't one of the guy's shirts like blow off or something?
Imagine if it was a girl and she wasn't wearing a bra. Imagine you're next to the door and the door blows off. You're going to have flying titties being sucked out of the door. Literally.
That's
so you're
insane.
Not only afraid you're going to die, you're naked and afraid.
Hold on, did he?
And you're the only one without a shirt.
Was he in the middle seat?
I think he was in the middle seat. There wasn't anyone in the seat directly next to it. Isn't that crazy? Because they would have gotten sucked out.
Please imagine you're just like, have your AirPod Maxes in.
All of a sudden,
like,
you are.
You're listening to Ty Rant's podcast, and the door flies off.
And then you are sucked out. Also, like muchacho, soaring, flying.
No, I can't even fathom that. Wait, I cannot believe no one was sitting there.
Yeah. And the door just like landed in like a school teacher's backyard. Jail.
Between that and the submersible, what is going on in our world?
If you were in a plane crash and the plane was going down, would you rather land on water or on land, like up in a mountain, like those survivors?
I want to say water.
I said water.
Because it seems like you'd have a better chance of like surviving. Yeah. Like it would be less of a
like all you gotta do
impact.
Is float.
But like being in the middle of the ocean, bye-bye. That's way scarier than being in the middle of like a mountain to me.
That's true. Depends on like if the like how soon someone can get to you. Like if you're going to be up there for like 80 days, like the movie, yeah, you obviously want to be on land. But in terms of the actual crash, landing on water, I'm sure isn't that difficult.
It's got to be easier.
Because then you're like already like buoyant, you'd float.
It's just a matter of like them finding you, which hopefully I feel like in today's world, like we would have record of
so much
where,
tracking, hopefully.
Yeah.
Unless you're in the Bermuda Triangle. Who knows? Speaking of, did you watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
Yes.
Are you caught up on the reunion?
I'm not caught up on the reunion. I only watched the finale and the one before.
I just watched the second. There's three parts of the reunion. I just watched the second one.
They can't keep coming out with them a week after. You got to give them to me days after.
It's crazy. But
you can't let us make us
especially
wait.
Because they haven't even addressed the reality of Auntie's of it all.
Oh, they
That's
haven't?
Coming up next week. But it's crazy. You got to watch it.
Really? The reunion? I heard it was boring. Like the first part, it was like boring or something. I was like,
I didn't think it was boring. Really? But I'm also so gay. Like I will literally watch the same Housewives episode five times.
And you just
like,
love it. I don't just care. Living I'm for obsessed. It.
Do you have any pop culture predictions for 2024?
Oh, gosh.
Other than Kendall Jenner getting pregnant because she copies you and now you are pregnant?
That's the only thing.
That's the rumor on the street. I don't know.
I think that maybe Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will get engaged.
Yeah.
I think that I really could see them lasting, Timothy and Kylie, weirdly.
Wait, what do you think about her pink hair?
Love.
It's so good.
I'm obsessed. It's I actually so thought it was a throwback when she posted it.
Same.
I was like, wait. And I'm like, no, that looks like her now.
Yeah. And I love it. Then I thought it was a wig, but I'm like, it doesn't look like a wig. It looks like her hair.
It looks like the real deal. Which, you know what? That was kind of, that to me doesn't track with her like newer persona. Like with her with Timothy, it's giving very like
soft
farm girl, soft, not farm girl, but like just like white t-shirt, jeans, like Converse. I was like, okay, the pink, you threw me. You kind of shocked me with that.
I almost think it tracks. Timothy literally is King Kylie era. Like, all the videos of him in high school, like, dancing and rapping. Like, I feel like he's a lot, like spunkier than we think. I think she just is so smart. She has got to be seeing all the trends on TikTok
for sure.
Everyone saying that, like, 2014 is back and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, cool.
I'm just going to play
everyone's
into
obsessed
it.
With King Kylie. People talk about it all the time. And people want 2014 to come back. So, like, I'm just going to kick it off strong.
Totally. She's always with it. Like, she always knows what's cool. I'm not saying she shouldn't. Like, I love it. I just feel like she was going to this, like, very soft girl type of vibe.
I like it, though, because, like, I like the Sofia Richie
clean girl aesthetic.
Yeah, quiet luxury, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not what I follow a Kardashian for.
Right.
I want Kylie Jenner to be extra. I want the lime green Lamborghini and the pink hair and
that's
the craziness. Like,
that's kind of how, what they've always
So when
done.
She, like, went to Paris that one time and she was everyone was said she was dressing like Sofia Richie, I'm like, yeah, it just doesn't feel like you know? So this
I
just
feel
feels
that.
Like her. I like it.
Have you seen the, like, mob wife aesthetic that people are talking
about? Yeah, what are your
thoughts
about that? I don't really, like, get it because it's, like,
they're basically saying, like, clean girl's out. Now it's mob wife. Now it's, like, it's like fur coats and, like, big earrings. Like, it's, like, here.
Because that basically just looks like clean girls in the winter wearing black to me.
You're not wrong.
Like, it's just giving, like, quiet luxury with, like, a fur coat. Like, is that what mob wife is? People
You're
are.
Right. You're not wrong. I actually don't exactly know what I've only seen a few videos about it.
Yeah, the ones that I've seen, you're not convincing me that mob wives dress like that.
Yeah. Here's my thing. I was going to talk about this when we chatted about like the 2014 coming back or whatever. Like, I just feel like I'm just exhausted from all the aesthetics. Like, it's like, this is in now. I'm just like, I know that it's a trend and there's always going to be trends
But we're cycling through them a little quick.
Yeah, we're cycling through them extremely fast. And we're also like almost like drawing attention to them and like trying too hard with it. It's like, just let a trend be a trend. Like, we don't have to like speak on it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I also feel like it almost turns it into cosplay. I feel like we're doing different cosplays every 6 months. Okay, like, we're cosplaying like Y2K girly, yay. Yeah. And then we're cosplaying mob wise. And then we're cosplaying like homesteading, whatever. And I'm like, okay, but like, who are
you?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
What is your personal style?
It's like, just be yourself, which I don't really know what my personal style is. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Same. Me and Tessa were talking about that last night. We had dinner and we're just like, there's so many trends. We cycle through them so quick. And I talked about this on Wednesday's episode. Everything is about referencing now. Like, even the new Ariana Grande song is like, you know, interpolation of Vogue by Madonna. Everyone is just like referencing like iconic pop culture things in the past, or iconic trends, or like 70s, then it was Y2K, now it's 2014. But what is 2024 going to be?
Right.
What are we going
to
be?
Why are we trying to recreate? Like, that was kind of what I was going to get into with like the 2014 thing. It's like, it's great to like pull inspo. And I think like, well, I was going to ask you, what do you think when people are saying like, this year kind of feels like 2014, what are they referring to? The aesthetics? Like literally using like Instagram filters and the pink hair?
I was
kind
of going to ask you the same thing because like,
or the feeling, or the feeling of 2014.
I hope,
which is also the same.
I hope it's a feeling. I hope it's not too much focus on the aesthetic. Well, I do love like the way that Addison Rae does it with like the iPhone 5 and like Instagram filters and like, you know, Kylie Jenner dyeing her hair pink. I love that vibe. But like, mama, we already went through 2014.
That's what I was going to say.
We weren't very cute.
No. And it's also like, I don't want to say it's trying too hard, but it is just like, it's just recreating something we've already done. It's like, I don't know. Just be yourself. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not that they're not. And like, you can always reference things. Like, I love early 90s stuff. I don't know. I get it. But
it's
feel like,
it's just so funny watching all these little TikTokers post videos about like, oh, the things I would do to be going to high school during 2012, 2014. I'm like, I was there and it was miserable. Like, it wasn't fun. Like, I mean, it was fun. Like, I had like a decent high school experience. But like, we weren't doing anything that like you guys aren't doing. And it wasn't, even back then, like, I don't really feel like there was like, I don't know. I picture like Bangers by Miley Cyrus. That's what like comes to mind.
And it's just a different time.
I'm like, we can't go back there to like the studded iPhone cases, bubble necklaces, chevron.
I don't know if I can ever get behind
mustaches
bubble.
On cars. Like, we were crazy.
Eyelashes
back then.
On cars too.
We were crazy.
No, we were. It's just like, it's trying. I feel like my 2024 vibe is like just literally trying to be myself, whatever that means. And like, I know that sounds, whatever, cheesy. Maybe that's a pick-me thing to say, but it's like, I just feel like it's so exhausting to be like, okay, so what's new now?
Totally.
Okay, the clean girl aesthetic. Okay, so I need to always wear a slick back bun and wear gold hoops. Like, now it's mob wife. Okay, so now I need to wear, it's just like,
I feel like why it feels so weird is because, I mean, like, we were alive during like the like Y2K, but like, not really. We were children, like literally watching Barney.
Not enough to like participate.
Yeah, and so this is the first time that like a trend has come back that like we experienced fully, like we fully lived, and now like people younger than us are like idolizing it, or like, oh, I can't imagine like being in high school in this time, or whatever. And I'm like, I was there, and I'm sure that's probably how, but I don't know.
I do think that's how our parents feel like when I remember
not,
when like,
because I think they loved, like, when people like reference the 80s or like talk about the 80s, people are like, oh, the 80s were just a different time, it was so fun. The fashion, the clothes, like everyone just like speaks so positive. So like, I think when people are referencing it back, they're like pumped. They're like, oh my gosh, yeah, like I used to wear those shoes in high school or whatever. To where the gap hasn't been big enough now for us to be fully appreciating and have like takeaways from 2014 that like really stood the test of time. Like, we don't know if those things stood the test of time. So don't bring it back yet.
Yeah, not yet, not yet. I feel the same. And in general, I was thinking, if you want to bring back the feeling of 2014, you got to loosen up a lot.
Also, I was a closeted homosexual in 2014. I don't want to bring that feeling back.
We don't want to go back into the closet.
I don't want to go back into the closet.
I'm just saying in general, like with no social media or like, or there was, but not TikTok. TikTok has changed a lot of social media culture. It has completely changed everything.
Completely.
So I feel like, and even just the need to always be like everything, just like politically correct and be like very, that's new. That was not 10 years ago, which again, there's pros and cons to all of that. But I'm just saying in general, like you'd have to, we can't ever go back to 2014 because we're a different time now.
It's hard to go back there because it's like, how do you pick and choose like what you're going back to? And like, I get that it's just like
a fun aesthetic thing, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see kind of how far people take it, because I think Addison Rae was kind of like the poster child for it. And then now Kylie doing this, it's like really cemented that vibe.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Kardashians just have so much pull and like aesthetic. So it'll be interesting to see like how far that actually goes.
Yeah, I will be. be interested to see.
Do you have any like fashion predictions for 2024? I feel like you're always on the nose of upcoming trends.
Not a fashion.
I think you kind of are.
Literally not at all. I feel like I have truly, like, I don't have good personal style. And I'm not just saying that for a compliment.
Yes, you do.
At all. No, I'm really not.
I would tell you don't, but you do.
I feel like everything I wear is like the most predictable thing you've ever seen.
But like, I think that's like what personal style is. Like, someone could look at an outfit and be like, oh my gosh, that's so JC.
We'll see. I feel like, I mean, I don't know if we've talked about this, but I feel like growing up Mormon, being super like modest my whole life, wearing garments.
Yeah.
That's a niche. Maybe people are like, what are you even talking about? But if you know, they know. I feel like I was never given a chance to like actually wear what I wanted to wear.
Right.
Like, not that I was like, I want to show my, like, I don't know. It wasn't that I was always like, I need to show more skin. But it's just like, you are very limited when you have like literal, you have to wear garments
guidelines
and you genuinely can't show, like, I wouldn't be able to wear the shirt, you know?
Right, right.
Like, it all has to be like very covered. And so I feel like I was never given the actual opportunity to like truly have my own personal style. Yeah. And then once I stopped wearing all that and stuff, I was literally 26 years old.
And now, yeah.
And now I'm like pregnant and like none of my stuff fits. And I'm like, what is my style? Like, I have no idea. I'm trying to figure it out.
I feel like, do you have any like pregnancy
inspo?
Like icons like that you're like, yeah, getting style
this
inspo
girl,
from?
This girl that I need to follow her actually. I didn't want to follow her because people, before I announced I was pregnant, I was like, oh, if people look who I'm following, they're going to be like, oh, you're pregnant because you're following this girl who like posts. I'm literally going to follow her right now. Her name's Audrey Diamont. She's my pregnancy inspo right now for like style. I actually have no idea. I see
her like, because I don't follow her.
I'm like, I don't know anything about her. But no, I'll see her stuff come up on my page. And I'm like, oh, I always like really gravitate towards her vibe and her outfits. But
yeah,
she's just a cute vibe. And I feel like I resonate. Like everything she posts, it's really casual. I feel like I am a very casual person. But,
yeah.
Like she did this pregnancy shoe.
Oh, cute.
Isn't that so fun?
Yeah, that's literally stunning. Screenshot. We're going to copy.
I know. I was like, you know, that's what I had in mind when I was like, something different.
Yeah,
me on the beach.
I feel like it'll get more fun when the bump is like bigger. You know?
It will.
I don't know. Yeah. It's hard when the bump is small.
You can really accentuate.
When I like have done maternity photos in the past of people, mm-hmm. it's like you can only do so many poses with a big belly.
Yeah.
Because you want to like really accentuate it.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. There's only so many poses that like you kind of do have to be like typical with maternity photos.
Yeah.
But.
What are your, do you have fashion predictions for this year?
Oh gosh. I don't know. I'm in such a
rut.
Rut with like even just my personal style. I think just like,
you know what the other rut is? Money. If you don't have money, or if you're, and that's where I've been too, where it's like I'm trying to really like put my money into my house, and like IVF was super expensive, and so I'm just not in a position to be like, let me spend $5,000 on like all these new pieces, because like I'll see something cute, I'm like, those are so cute, and I look, it's like $400 for the pants, $300 for the shirt, I'm like,
100%.
I'm not paying that, 100%. Like I'm just not doing that. And so I feel like, and not, let me make this clear, you do not need to have a lot of money to have good style. I feel like you can literally thrift stuff and like have such cute style. But I feel like it's easier to just like online shop and be like, oh, I like that, I like that. And it's like, if you're in a position where you're not, it can be a rut.
No, 100%. I've said this till from the day I was born till the day I die. I have good style. I just can't afford myself.
Yeah.
And I think like, obviously I make it work. And, you know, I think now even if I were to like go in and have an unlimited budget, like, I just truly don't even know what my style is. And I've always said, like, I'm literally a chameleon. I some days dress like a Harley Davidson biker. Some days I dress like a preppy guy from Gossip Girl. Some days I dress like a freaking gay ass bitch from the street. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what my style is. And I like that about me. But I do wish, like, and I think that comes with age. Like, the older I get, I do want to have more of like a, you know, everyday style. But now that I'm on a budget and I don't have that like room to experiment with finding it, I don't know.
It does restrict you more.
Yeah.
You know what? My friend just made a TikTok. My friend Ash, shout out Ash. She was saying how like, she's like, we need to be careful about like vision boards and mood boards and all this stuff. She was basically talking about how sometimes you'll want to like elevate your life in every single area. And she's like, the pictures that you're saving on Pinterest or the things, the people that you're like taking inspo from, that is probably like their number one passion in life.
Right, right.
And you are now being like, I need to have that style. I need to have that house. I need to work out like that.
Right.
I need to have that podcast studio. I need to do, and it's like, none of those people have it all.
Right,
they
right.
are really good at like one thing.
Totally.
So I try and like, even with fashion, because I'm always talking about like how fashion's not really my thing. Like I like it. I don't think I have like ugly style. I just don't really have like
passion.
That's not my main thing. And I even think like, if you looked at my TikTok, it'd be like hard to understand what my style is, because I'm always just like in a sweatshirt,
right.
making a video up close. Like I'm rarely, showing my outfits, like whatever. But I try and remind myself, I don't need to force that to be like,
yeah,
everyone follow me for my personal size. Like, maybe that's just not my thing. Right. Like, I can still work on it for my own, like, because I want to feel confident, right, but I don't need to now be the go-to person. It's like, I maybe am good at something else that people, yeah, come to me for.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've felt like that, like in the past, like just with Instagram and whatever, about like,
you really actually are good at all, every single thing though.
Please.
So.
No, I'm not, but thank you. I don't know. I feel like I compare myself so much to like, there's like a group of male influencers that like are respected and like invited to fashion shows and to all this whatever. And they all have like very similar styles, very similar like shooting aesthetics and all this stuff. And so there's definitely been times where I've like pigeonholed myself into like that aesthetic, or like trying to like dress like them or whatever, which is obviously what influencers do. Like, they influence you to dress in trends or whatever.
Sure.
So I don't know, but I have realized, and I've had to like unfollow a lot of them. No hate to them, but like, I don't work well with comparison at all. Like, and I don't work well with being influenced, honestly. Like, I work best when,
doing your own thing.
Yeah, when my brain is allowed like room to breathe and like room to think and like be creative on my own. And so just within trying to find my own personal style and like trends that I want to like implement for myself for this year, I've had to like, if anything, like stop searching for it.
Yeah.
Like just like strip back and just like let my brain like be gravitated to things that I'm like naturally attracted to, like, mm-hmm, in a store or online or whatever, and like not see TikTok trends or ins and outs or whatever, because like that just almost confuses me more.
I agree.
Because I'll think I'm on one track and then I'll see like one person that I like love, that I like don't know what it is about them that I love, and then like all of a sudden I'm trying to like morph into them and I'm like, wait, but no, like I actually just like them and like it works for them, but like that's not me.
I know. You have to find your own lane. And the thing is too, is like, I really, anyone I look up to, they're doing their own thing. Like,
totally.
that's the unique part about them, is totally, like, and again, it doesn't always have to be like their fashion, but like something about them.
Yeah.
They're doing something where I'm like, oh, that's not what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
Or like, that's not even, you know, Victoria Paris,
yeah,
on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, even just her, and not that she invented like wearing a lot of jewelry, but she'll just wear like so much jewelry.
Yeah.
And it's like such a vibe on her. And I'll find myself being like, that looks so cool. But I'm like, that's not really my vibe. I'm, yeah, not going to now be like, I need to now wear a ton of jewelry.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
like, that's, that like looks good on her and it fits her. So like, what's my thing that I like to do? That's like,
yeah,
again, it doesn't have to be like that everyone looks to me for. I'm just saying, like,
no, for sure.
What do I
feel
like
that even with the podcast. And I I've talked about it a lot lately. How about like, I hate talking about my podcast, like on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, just record your podcast.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk about having a podcast.
The behind
but
the scenes.
This like fits into that. Like, I feel like, I mean, I've had the podcast for a year and a half now, just with trying to like find my own voice and my own like formula and like how I want it to work. I obviously listen to a lot of podcasts,
mm-hmm,
and at times I've found myself like being like, wow, I love this podcast so much. Like, I want to try like a segment like this that like is like similar to it. And then doing that like too many times, all of a sudden I've realized, I'm like, okay, but now I'm just like trying to like be another podcast, like with
there's
a different
like morphing
face. Like,
into something.
I need to just like do my own thing. So I've had to like really stop listening to a lot of podcasts that I really like, or I'll just listen to them like less frequently, because I really want to find my own voice and like have Tyrants be its like own thing.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like with 2024, something did like shift. Like, I feel like my last few episodes have been like some of my favorite, like in terms of like just flow.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard.
It's also, you know what I've been trying to like really tap into, is I feel like there were a few years, like the past few years, where it's almost like, I didn't even realize it at the time necessarily, but it was almost like I didn't want to be like almost 30. I was like, no, I'm
yeah,
like, I want to be, you know, with the like young TikTok crowd. I always want to be on trend. I want like,
I go through that all
and,
the time.
And like lately, and I don't know if it's literally like I'm going to be a mother this year or what,
right,
the thing is, but I'm like, I would literally, I remember on one of my birthday posts, it was a few years ago, I like didn't even say what age I was. I was just like, it's my birthday. Like, I wasn't, you know, maybe on my 27th birthday or something.
Yeah.
Cause I was just like, I don't want people to, cause also people will tell me like I look young. So I'm like, I don't want them to know I'm like,
yeah, yeah,
almost 30. This year, I just find myself so leaning into it and being like, I'm 29. Like, this,
yeah,
is the last year of my 20s. I'm going to be a mom. And not that I have to change and now I can't be silly or I can't be immature ever. It's like, I'm always going to keep my same personality. But like, I'm really just like leaning into my age and my vibe and being like, I don't, do you know what I'm trying to say?
No, 100%. Because I felt the same way. Even like, I make it a point on the podcast, every time I have a French tips submission that says they're in high school, I will let you know, because I am so flattered that like someone in high school would be following me, and I,
yeah,
feel like so cool that I'm like still relevant,
yeah,
like in younger people. But so I've definitely tried to unwork that, because there are so many examples. Like, I mean, Kim Kardashian,
Trisha Paytas is like literally having a whole resurgence of her career. Her podcast is amazing, whatever. And mm-hmm. she's her in her mid 30s and like married, has kids or whatever. And she is like such a young demographic. It's like there's a conversation to be had about people chasing youth, you know, with looks and Botox and fillers mm-hmm. and whatever. But also there's this other conversation that I don't think a lot of people have where like you want youth to like just accept you as like,
for sure.
You don't want to be looked at as like millennial or like cringe for or like sure. outdated or washed up or whatever, especially when you're in this industry and you're trying to be like an entertainer or whatever. And this has been the first year that's like really dawned on me because I've always been like the youngest one in my friend group. And I'm only 27. I'm not old, but not even that 30 or 35 is old. But this has been the first year where like that has really like crossed my mind of like, oh, like there's a new generation of TikTokers, of YouTubers, of podcasters who are like 18 and, you know, doing all this, whatever. Just with like, honestly, Trisha was like a huge inspiration to me to be like, you gotta let it go. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if you're funny, if you're entertaining, or like whatever your thing is, if you have good style or whatever, like your age literally doesn't matter. It's
your
so irrelevant.
Age, and honestly, like there are certain podcasts I listen to or people that I like would never take style. Like, I don't, right. I'm not like inspired by their style whatsoever, totally. But totally. Like I love them as a person or I think they're hilarious or whatever it is. And so I think I've been trying to realize that too. It's like, you don't have to be everything to everyone. Yeah. You don't have to have the cutest and most amazing set podcast. I'm just kidding. But it's like, you don't have to literally have like the best fashion, be the funniest person. I feel like that is all just chasing approval and chasing youth and wanting to be cool. And like, I feel like this year, that's the year of me just like giving it up and being like, I'm going to be me. I'm going to talk about what I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to react to horrifying date stories and be crying, laughing on the couch. Yeah. But I'm also going to talk about like almost being 30. And it's totally. Like, this is my age. This is where I'm at.
Yeah. I think another good example of that was Adele when she released her last album and her last single. She like did an interview with someone. I can't remember who it was. She talked about how her management or her record label was like, this is not going to perform well on TikTok. Like, none of these songs are going to be like a viral sound or whatever. And you know, this isn't like that appealing to like Gen Z. You're talking about like divorce and like being a mother and whatever. And she was like, I am a 30 something year old woman. Like, I am not making music for Gen Z. I am making music for people who relate to me and who's like my experiences touch. And also, not all content has to be pointed towards youth. There's a lot of 30 something year old women who have lives, who like love to listen to music and want things to relate to, whatever. Like, I have found that this year, especially with like Olivia Rodrigo and like all these like up and coming people. I'm like, I don't relate to an Olivia Rodrigo breakup song the same way that I relate to an Adele breakup song.
Right.
Like, it just is different when
different
like
things you touch
know
you at different
someone
times.
Has like really been through something. And so that can, I mean, that can go into a million different things, comedy and whatever. Like, there are people's comedy who I'm going to relate to more because it's like a gay comedian or like you're going to relate to, you know, women's or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think I've just realized like, and it's fully clicked to me, like there's an audience for everyone. Like
everyone.
You just literally have to be yourself and be whatever is authentic to you. And then your audience is going to find you.
Facts.
Snaps,
I couldn't agree
snaps.
More.
Are you like scared at all? Or do you have any like, I don't know, like, are you like scared at all to be a mom?
Yes, I am. But I'm also not. I feel like I've heard this from people. People will be like, once you become a mom, like a lot of times you kind of develop this like decaf attitude where you're just like, I don't care. Like you really care a lot less about people's comments because you're like, I'm just like, I have my own family now and like I'm doing my own thing. Yeah. And I kind of already feel that sense of like
irrelevance
of things like that, even just being pregnant, which is kind of comforting to me because I'm like, as far as when you're asking about like social media, like maybe people saying something or like, you shouldn't do this. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of moving past, I don't care that much, to be honest. Yeah. And I've always been just like, oh my gosh, like how is having a baby gonna change my life? Like, I'm just, that has always been the thing that scares me the most because I just feel like I'm very independent. I really like having my own life and my own schedule, and I've always just been like, I don't want anything to hold me back. Like, I hate being restricted. That's how I've always been. But lately I just have been like, and you know, talk to me when it gets closer, but I feel like I've just been not as worried about that because I'm like, you know, technically being married, that's like tying you down or like restricting you, and I never feel like that because it's like I just feel happy and like I have a great life, and I feel like I know that my life will change with the kid. But I also have great examples around me of like women who work or who podcast, and it's like I see them and I'm like, you're literally doing so much still. You know, you run a business and you do this and that, and like you have literally two kids. So I just feel like I'm not as worried as I thought I would be.
I know. Like, we do have so many good examples. Amber Fillerup, Tezza, Chelsea, like boss ass women who like, continue to work, continue to travel, still like slay the fashion, like do like anything that they are passionate about.
Yeah, and they still do it. And it's almost like it's been cool for me to see a lot of my friends. I'm like, I feel like you got even more like motivated after you had kids. And I kind of was already feeling like that. Not when I was in the depths, in the trenches of being like deathly ill. Right. But like ever since I've been feeling a little bit better, I'm like, I feel so excited about the podcast. Like, I'm so excited to do more shows someday. Like, I literally got worried the second I got pregnant that I would just, like, lose my personality and be like, now all I care about is being, and I'm just like, I don't feel like that. I feel like.
Which is also fine, like, if that you are like that.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. But. It's like, whatever your priority is, I feel like I'm at a really good place where like Leif and I feel ready for it. People always, you know what? This is like another interesting thing that people are always like, you'll never be ready for kids. You'll never be ready. And not that I'm like, oh, I'm completely 100% ready for anything it throws at me. I know, I'm sure there'll be challenges, but I feel like that's almost something that I just heard in my very conservative like hometown to make it seem normal that you should just get married and have kids like literally within 19. 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you'll never be ready. So you're just like, well, okay, I guess I'll never be ready.
Yeah.
And now that I'm like almost 30, I'm like, I am ready. Like, I understand. And not that, don't take that out of context. Like, you can be an amazing mom and be a young mom. Yeah. And that can be your priority. Absolutely. I'm just saying for me, like now that I look back, I'm like, I don't think I was like mentally, I just feel so much more mentally stable and like confident now, which is just a great base, I feel like, to go off of. So I feel like, I just feel very excited. Secure, all of it. No, we've traveled. Like, I just feel like I've done everything that I literally have wanted to do before having kids. I'm like, I have no regrets. Like, I'm so happy with, obviously I've been on this journey for a while and like hindsight's 2020, but it's like, now that I look back, I'm like, I am kind of glad that this is the timing just because it feels like really right.
Yeah. So have you and Leif like talked about multiple children and like how that process is going to look?
I don't know. We just like, I'm just like, I can't even go there right now. I feel like IVF was so, it took up so much of my year last year and it was like such a process that like I anticipate I'll have to do IVF if I like for any kid I want. I feel like as many kids as I want, I'm going to have to do IVF that many times. I assume people do get pregnant on their own sometimes naturally after going through infertility. So I know it's not impossible, but I don't plan on it. It's not like I'm banking on that at all. So in my brain, it's like, I'm going to have to do IVF again. And
which I guess
I just did it. So I'm good for a second.
But I guess that's like kind of nice because there's at least like planning that goes into it, you know?
Yeah. And I'll see too how I feel. Like, I have no idea if once I have my baby, if I'll be like, oh my gosh, like I want them to have a 2-year age gap, or if I'll be like, 4 years is good. Like, or if I'll literally want it immediate. I have no idea how I'm gonna feel.
Yeah.
So I'm not planning like any, truly, I'm trying not to plan it at all. Right now. We just gotta get through this one, see how it goes.
I gotta have a baby soon because I gotta keep up with all my girls.
We gotta get Frenchie.
It'll be fun because my kid will just have so many older like cousins.
Well, but also if I am still having kids 5 years from now, you could very well be having
a
kid.
For sure. I know. It's just crazy. Even like my nephew this year, my oldest nephew turns 10. No, I think he turns 11. I'm just like, whoa. Like,
it's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
I also feel like my mind is permanently like altered from, again, the community we grew up in, where it's like, when I like take a step back, I'm like, oh, I'm 29. Like, this is a great age to me to like have my first kid. But it's just like, I already feel, not like I'm going to be an old mom, but like, no, I don't 100%. Know how to explain it. It's just like, my brain is altered to be like, you are old.
Yeah.
Like, I have friends who have 4 kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Totally. It's just like, I feel behind in a way, but
Try not being married.
But I know, but when I take it away, like when I take everything away, I'm like, I'm not behind at all.
I love that you talked about that on your podcast episode about the pregnancy announcement, and how like, if you lived in New York, like literally you would say that you were married and people would be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. You know? So it's just, it totally is about like who you surround yourself with. And I love it how you like brought up how it is so important. You can have friends at different life stages, but like it is important to also have like a group of people that like is in the same stage as you.
Yeah, to like validate your stage of life.
Totally. And just like, it's like, I don't really ever feel that like upset that I'm not like married and have kids when I'm hanging out with the gays at the gay bar.
Totally.
Like, they don't care.
Not at all.
They're not close to that at all.
Whenever Leif and I have been with like any of our friends who don't have kids.
Right. You're totally fine.
I literally don't even think about it. I'm like, this is awesome. We're having so much fun. Just like go on a trip. Like, no responsibilities. I'm like, this is awesome. And then like the second I'm like back in the environment where it's like everyone has multiple kids, I'm like, it really is just, and not that you should be like you should do what you want to do. It's not like whoever you're around, you have to now have their lifestyle. I'm just saying it becomes more obvious. Like you just feel more behind if you're around people 24/7. I don't know.
Well, 2024, I don't care what trend, I don't care what style, I don't care who gets engaged. All I know is 2024 is JC's year.
Oh my gosh, thank you. We can only hope. We can only hope. I'm so excited. I really feel like happy and fulfilled. I do. Like lately I'm just like, I feel like I'm in a good I'm in a good place. Yeah.
No, I literally feel like you've had like some struggle years the past few years, and you always tell me the biggest flop comes the biggest slay.
It's true. You know what? Last year was my flop year. The year before that was one of the biggest, like that was like the biggest year of my career.
Yeah.
And then last year was a flop. And this year, so this year it has to be a slay again.
And I've got three flops, so I'm hoping I got 3 years of slay coming on up. Exactly. I'm ready to lead Santa Claus's slay riding into 2024. Anyways, I love you so much.
I love you.
Thank you so much for coming on Tyrants. I'm just so happy. I can't wait to meet this little chicken nugget.
Oh my gosh, I'm so manager, excited.
Make it famous.
They're going to love Uncle Ty so much. I was telling Leif, like, you are so cute with kids.
Oh,
like, thanks. Tyson is so freaking cute with kids. I cannot wait.
I love kids so much. And with every one of my friends that has a kid, I'm just like, yes. Because honestly, like Kendall Jenner says, not to bring up drama for you. Like, not that it's birth control, but, like, it fills like a void. It really does. Like in a good way and a bad way. Well, like you are like, okay, I'm not ready to wake up at 6 a.m. every day and change a stinky diaper. But also now I get to play with a little kid.
Totally. Win-win. Yeah. And I was telling, not to keep going on this, but I was telling Tyson, like, he is probably going to do IVF at some point. Like if you're whoever with your partner married and you want to get a surrogate or whatever happens, like I will be your surrogate BFF.
Literally.
Chatting
you're
going to
be my
through.
Surrogate Bible.
Yeah. Like, it's so, that'll be, I just have no other friends who do IVF. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, you're going to probably do IVF.
Who would have thought it'd be the gay one who could relate?
Seriously, you're the one who I can relate to more than anyone.
Oh my gosh.
No, but that'll be so exciting when the day comes. But also, we're celebrating your life now.
Single, and feral ratness.
I feel like 2024 is the year of the tyrants as well.
Yeah, we're ready.
I feel like it's going to be so good.
Yeah, we're ready. We can't wait. Maybe some live shows.
Oh my gosh, I can only hope, please.
Anyways, we love you so much.
Thank you
for coming on. Tyrants, we love you. Make sure you subscribe. Give us a rating, review, do all the things, and I will see you guys next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.